But are they any good, James?
Not necessarily. Okay. So I'll tell you what I've got.
The Fantasy Football Show. Hello, patrons, and welcome to the Differential Show, the final kind of little rundown before the deadline. Although James will be going live tomorrow morning with a deadline stream. How are you feeling, James?
Yeah, that's gonna be fun, isn't it?
Are you all set?
I've just been going through the deadline stream from Tuesday, actually, and permanently muting a lot of pricks.
Oh, really?
Yeah, you know, the ones who are like, they think writing in capitals helps, like, suddenly I'm going to see it better when I go through every comment, and they write it like 8 times over. Yeah. I saw one guy was very sorry. I saw someone in the chat put, "You're going to get banned, mate." And he went, "Oh, sorry, I didn't know." Before I leave him.
Oh, dear. So, Differential Show, how ready and set are you for game week 19?
So, as what often happens is we record a main pod, I guess, after midweek fixtures like this, and you listen back to it, and then I change my mind. And what's happened to this one is I haven't had time to listen back to it, and I haven't changed my mind. Good thing. So, I think I am going -4, Alex McCarthy and Che Adams to Areola, and I'm going to punt Antonio.
It's a good punt.
I'm going to punt the fucker. He's got two good fixtures. Worst case, I think he plays half hour in one and an hour in the other. It's two good fixtures. I'm going to punt him. He's got a decent game week 20 as well. We'll give him a go. Although on Antonio, longer term, if he ends up hanging around for me, I'm never bothered about his fixtures anyway, because he can nick a goal against even the best opposition. So I think I'm going to go for him. I think that's worth it. And then my bench boost would be Areola, Bamford, Rafinha, and Lookman. An interesting note on Lookman, which I forgot to mention on the main podcast, but strengthens my opinion on him coming back in the team. He's Loftus-Cheek is obviously ineligible for the Chelsea game. Can't play against his parent club, can he? So Lookman almost definitely plays against Chelsea. Okay, then United's in doubt, but that's the second game anyway. Anybody can get injured in the first game and miss the second. So, yeah, that's what I'm going to go with.
Nice.
I think 5-3-2 starting lineup.
Really?
I've got 10 home fixtures for my 5 defenders. Robertson, Trent, Justin, Stones, and
Tufel.
And I've got Salah, Fernandes, and Suchek, and then up front will be Kane and Antonio.
I'm going to be moving McCarthy on for Areola, exactly the same as you, and I'll be selling Son for Rashford. I can't resist Marcus Rashford anymore. So I'll be lining up with my bench will be Johnston, Dallas, Lowton and Anguissa. But my starting lineup will be Areola. I think Areola and Johnston doesn't make much difference. I mean, in this case, it doesn't make any difference because they're all going to play.
For you, because you're fucked up in the week, that don't cost you the -4.
No,
it's 2-3s, right?
Correct.
It's 2-3 transfers, yeah?
Yep. So I'll end up with Robertson, Soufal, Cancelo at the back. Like yours, all of my guys have got home fixtures. So
any money in the bank?
No, not after this. No.
So you can't get away from Anguissa then.
No. Suchek, Son, Salah, Fernandes, captain's armband on Mo Salah, Bamford, Wood, Vardy up top. So Bamford, Son will be my two, and Dallas. Sorry, not Son, Rashford. Bamford and Dallas will be my only two single game week players.
That's all right, mate. Any attempts of -4 then, Bamford, Antonio?
No. Longer term
Dallas,
thinking.
Dawson?
No. Both
like
of them
that.
I've got money in.
I like that.
What, Bamford, Dallas to Dawson?
So fucking what?
Nah, I'm not going to do it.
You might have to fucking wildcard in 4 game weeks.
Well, yeah, true. Might be taking 4 weeks off in 4 weeks. You never know.
You might be getting sacked.
We'll see. If I forget tomorrow's deadline, I deserve to be sacked. Guaranteed. McCarthy and Rashford.
Please don't forget McCarthy and Son.
That's fine. So McCarthy and Son out for Rashford and Areola, job done. And then I'll have enough doublers to make it worthwhile.
So who'll be your single players? Dallas and Bamford.
Mm.
And your four weakest would be Areola, Dallas,
Lowton and Anguissa. Lowton.
And Lowton. Okay, yeah, that's fair enough.
Mm-hmm.
I don't see that pushing beyond a sort of target of 16, but it's capable of hitting it.
Yep.
If you get something like Anguissa suddenly scores or something, you are fucking in, mate.
Yeah, Dallas clean sheet and one Lowton clean sheet gets me 12 points between the two of them, and then I'll take whatever I can. So, it is a little hopeful. One clean sheet out of one of my goalkeepers or whatever else, but I've got to just play it. I'm not gonna leave it. I've got look at my double game week players, right? Vardy, Salah, Fernandez, Robertson, Sufeld.
It's the right decision for me. Look, I could leave the two Leeds guys, the two Southampton guys on the bench. I could even roll a transfer and the rest of the team I wouldn't be that unhappy with. But I think for me, wanting ideally at the moment a wildcard in game week 30 means that I need to get rid of that bench boost now. And it's not the worst. That's going to be, to add Areola and Lookman into the mix, is going to be anything and have sort of like Bamford on the bench. It's got to be anything better than what I could land on a single game week. It's got to be. So we'll let fate decide it. I suspect the physical bench boost for me, and whether it's bad, good, or really good, probably depends almost solely on Patrick Bamford, I think.
Yeah.
Brighton have mass injuries, it's worth saying. Probably got 9 out for the game tomorrow. Attack it. Attack it'll be what it'll be. I mean, if Rafinha could assist a goal for Bamford, that's a fucking FPL wet dream, isn't it? if that's it, if they won 1-0 and that's the return, that would be dynamite. And then if Areola and Lookman got me another 8, fine.
Yep. Your rest of the world team did okay as it free hitted into Europe. You had a massive 62 points, but you're still a massive 60 something points behind me.
What, still?
Yeah. I scored 35. Really? Yeah.
this team of yours scored 35. I presume you forgot the deadline for this one as well. Would you already done it?
No, I didn't change anything. I wasn't planning on changing anything anyway. I had enough players to get me through. So I had 35, mate.
I caught up a fair wind on you there. Then.
Yeah, not bad.
I basically went, for my differential team, I basically went exactly the same as my main team, except I had Saka instead of Smith Rowe, and I had Callum Wilson instead of, how did I play it? 4-4-2, wasn't it? It was a midfielder I'm forgetting of here.
You had Saka, Fernandez.
Oh, yeah, De Bruyne, Fernandez. No, I'm talking about my main team.
Oh, your main team, sorry.
Son. So it was basically Saka instead of Smith Rowe, Wilson instead of Son.
Yeah.
Was basically the only difference between my main team. Same as that one. I got Ampadu in off the bench instead of Kieran Tierney. Mm. Same score, 62 points.
Tidy.
Just shows you don't have to spend all the money, doesn't it?
No, exactly.
Now, what am I going to do with it now? So, how have I landed for this rest of the world intended bench boost with the postponements, etc.? I have 13 doublers.
Okay.
The only one that it's hit me on is Rafinha.
Yep.
He's the only one that's bit.
But are they any good, James?
Not necessarily. Okay. So I'll tell you what I've got.
Yeah.
So starting 11, I would be Alisson, Aina, Robinson, which I ain't even bothered about them now, having seen Fulham, decent, Ajayi, West Brom, Thiago Silva, Chelsea, that's dodge that he's going to play twice in 3 days, Salah captain, Pulisic, Sonny's obviously got a single, here comes the problem, Firmino, Chris Wood, Cavani, does not excite as a front three, but Martial hamstring injury. We think he might be all right for Sunday, but that might have landed in Cavani's lap, actually. So that's okay. Bench would be, at the moment, Mendy, El Ghazi, Rafinha. This is all right so far.
Yeah.
And the problem, because there's always one, Fabian Balbuena. So,
isolating, there aren't apparently, many
solutions.
Right?
Yes, he's definitely out, so he's definitely got to go. We've got one free transfer, 0.5 million in the bank. Is there anything that I can go to that gets me a double? There is one player that I can go to.
Yep.
And his name is Federico Fernandez.
Newcastle.
Yeah, boom. I could go Yedlin instead.
Yep.
But I'll go Fernandez, I think, is the smart way to go. I'll do that one free transfer and then fuck it. Bench boost, leave it. Bollocks. I'm never going to get that in a better position. No way. So, all right. At least if Fernandez comes in and does nothing, presumably he'll at least outscore Balbuena.
Yeah.
Presumably. I would expect 2 points of him. It's 2 points I wouldn't have had.
Mm-hmm. Am I going to free hit this week? Should I free hit, James?
Are you in a bad place then for the European team?
No, it's just I've got to use this chip sometime, right? And if I use it in a week, you don't have to. Or go the whole season.
You could just choose not to. I mean, if I was you, I wouldn't bother.
Yeah, I've got
unless it landed amazingly for 1 week.
I've got doublers all over the place, and I've got so McCarthy. I've got to move on, but I've got Cancelo, James, Soufal at the back, all with doubles. Suchek, Grealish, Fernandes, De Bruyne, Rashford in the middle, all with doubles. Kane up top, and then Calvert-Lewin, who I need to move on. So Calvert-Lewin and McCarthy. I could move McCarthy, and I've got quite enough money to be able to make moves. So really, it'll be McCarthy I'll move on, and then Dominic Calvert-Lewin I'll move on as well.
Who for? Any thoughts?
I'd like to go from McCarthy to Edison. Because obviously,
you can't, because he's Brazilian.
Oh, sorry. Yeah. What am I thinking? do you know why I've got Edison on the brain? Because I was thinking about Edison. If I free hit, I would have gone with Edison as my goalkeeper. So, yeah. What nationality is Areola? French.
Yeah, Areola's all right.
He's French.
And then Antonio for Calvert-Lewin, right?
Yeah, Antonio's a decent
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, why not? I haven't had Antonio in this team all season. So come on, come and join the party, Marky. And that gives me a full complement of double gaming players. So
that's quite straightforward. This could be a big week then. I'm not expecting my team to outscore yours, but if it does, you never know.
You never know. I mean, I've got one single gaming player as well. Pain, mate. So yeah, no.
One in Sun.
No, I don't have enough double gaming players to bench boost. I'm not happy with my bench at all.
No.
What, Kilman, Kilman, Dallas, Brewster? That's not bench boost. And Forster, Fraser Forster.
Yeah, do it. I'll definitely do that, mate. Definitely. Nah. I mean, Brewster's going to go mad this weekend, mate.
I really
shouldn't joke about that, should
I? Yeah, against your own team. That's a little bit little bit ambitious.
He's bound to fucking pop off this weekend. Brewster, that'll be next week. You'll see it at the end of the week. Team of the week. Ramsdale, Bogle, Brewster. That's what it's going to be, mate. Team of the week after Sheffield United beat Spurs 3-0. Differential team.
He's not doing very well.
We played our free hit. 45 points. No, it's not doing very well. It's a million places beyond my fucking rest of the world team. It's definitely not doing very well. 45 points. How have we landed for a potential bench boost? Not good in this team, mate. We've got Meslier, Rafinha, Dallas, and Bednarek.
Yep.
Which is a shame. Oh, and we've got Che Adams as well.
Would have been all right if the Leeds Southampton game hadn't been postponed.
Oh, yeah. Well, it goes for many people, wouldn't it? So essentially, everybody who wildcarded in game week 16 has probably got some Leeds or Southampton somewhere. Yeah. And depending on how many you got, it's depending on how badly you've been stitched up. I mean, I'm saying some people have obviously got six between the two teams. which is understandable at the value of Bednarek, Dallas, Bamford, Adams, all that shit. McCarthy and Meslier easily could have been someone's goalkeeper combination. Yeah. So some people have been really stitched. I saw someone early wildcard in game week 16, and the way it's worked out, they've only got 7 doublers now.
Oh, wow.
The fuck? That's harsh.
That's very harsh. Oh, wow.
I think, to be fair, it's factored in that they've got like Kane and Son, which are obviously reasonable single game week players and that. But yeah, wow, that's harsh. And I think that was that. I think they had Kane, Son, and then 6 players from Leeds Southampton. Killed it. You can't bench boost anymore in that situation, I don't think. Unless you really thought that Leeds and Southampton, their single game weeks. Leeds is better than Southampton, purely on the fixture. Leeds could easily lose to Brighton 1-0 and be shit. They could easily smash them out of sight as well, though. Southampton, obviously, are capable of beating Leicester, but it don't feel great, does it?
No.
Having like McCarthy and Adams as part of bench boost and stuff away to Leicester doesn't. What's the best case scenario? Well, the best case scenario there is probably that Southampton win 1-0 and Adams scores. And don't get me wrong, if that happens, they'll probably get you 17 points between the two of them. But we're talking unlikely here, aren't we?
Fishing for opportunity there.
I think we're probably out of a bench boost here, mate. I think with 5 single game week players and none of them being premium, it's probably off the table, I think.
So should we roll or do you want to make any changes? Excuse me, any changes?
Bless you, mate. Well, I think we should make a change to get something in that's better for the bench boost. So, for the 11 players.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Doublers.
Yeah.
So the 10 doublers that we've got are Johnston, Soufal, Maguire, Diaz, Rashford, Mane, Suchek, Pulisic, Martial, Firmino. And I mean, even that, Martial's now a concern, isn't he? It's another reason not to fucking bench boost. I don't think we can take him out, but that bench boost, forget that.
Yeah.
Then at least if he misses out completely, then okay, Rafinha comes in the team or whatever. So
sure.
I think we need to decide here, and this is an interesting conversation. What's the priority here to replace? So we've got 0.3 in the bank. And we've got Adams up front, Bednarek at the back, or Rafinha in midfield. Bear in mind, we're going to leave all these on the bench. What kind of player do we want here? We want a forward, a midfielder, a defender?
Rafinha stays for me. I think it's out of Adams and Bednarek. And I think with Adams, we've got a very simple sideways move to Antonio. Whereas Bednarek, we might have enough money. I don't know if we can get to any City defenders. I don't know if any of them are low enough ownership to justify that.
Yeah, we can just about go to John Stones, I think.
How confident are you in John Stones over 2 fixtures? Playing both.
5 million John Stones, Bednarek 4.8, and we got 0.3. How confident am I?
Yeah.
Very.
The Maverick in me wants to get Antonio. But head over heart, John Stones is the right decision here.
Yeah, I think it probably is, isn't it?
John Stones is the right decision here. If I could have double City in my main team defensively, I would get it. I can't right now, but if I could, I would.
The other thing to note that's of interest for Leeds Southampton is, should Southampton go out the cup this week? In fact, there's 2 points to this. 2 points. Well, I'm really interested. And I don't want to scare anyone or get anyone excited when I say this. But the fact that Villa and Newcastle was thrown into Saturday, and it didn't need to be.
Yeah.
When, as I've said a million times, the solution was to try and get a Tottenham game in there. Tottenham could have played Wickham in the cup on Thursday when there's shit happening. Mm-hmm. And could have played Villa in the Premier League on Sunday.
You love a Monday. Thursday night cup game, don't you?
Yeah. Us and Arsenal, fucking leaders of the world on Thursday nights, mate. So, if Southampton lose to Shrewsbury on Tuesday, could it yet happen? What? Leeds and Southampton.
And chuck
Leeds
it in
on, the cup as well, right?
Chuck it in on Saturday or Sunday.
Yeah.
Yes, it could.
Could it happen?
Yes, it could. They just turn around and say, you know what, right. 6 days. Because Fulham weren't given the notice to play you guys. They were given 2 days' notice.
Yeah.
3 days' notice. Yes, it could. Will it? Probably unlikely, it could happen. It could happen.
So imagine we don't bench boost this and they've all got doubles.
No, that's the season, isn't it? That's this season of FPL in a nutshell.
For that to happen, the first thing is you're relying on Shrewsbury to go and win at Southampton. You can't rely on that possibility. But all I'm saying is it wouldn't shock me. Yeah. And I guess for those bench boosting with single game week players like Bamford, then I don't know. Is it that impossible that if Shrewsbury beat them, that the game could get rearranged for the weekend? I think you'd have to say it's possible.
Yeah. It is possible, but I'm not making any decisions on bench boosting or anything based on that. If it happens, it happens.
No, so fuck that shit.
If it happens, it happens, so be it.
Anyway, let's assume that Southampton win. But if they lose to Arsenal in the fourth round, could the game be played in game week 23?
Fifth round.
Which is FA Cup fifth round midweek. I think what we have to learn from the Villa-Newcastle arrangement, what we have to learn from this is that they're beginning to think, shit, arrange games quickly. So we're sitting with these guys here on the bench, like Adams and Dallas and all that kind of thing. They might have a double really quickly afterwards.
Yeah.
That's worth remembering as well. So, and obviously those are the sort of players you'd rather bench boost with, generally speaking. I know Ben Krellin was speaking about this as a potential idea and saying, look, your bench boost is generally going to be your four worst players. Now, obviously, if they've all got a double, you put them in your 11. But then what would you be leaving out?
Yep.
If that's too strong to be leaving out, you'd pull the chip like any other week, I think, like doing it now with Bamford and Rafinha's and stuff. So something possibly to be aware of if you're selling Leeds, Southampton assets. There isn't another game that at the moment you'd think, ooh, that could go in there. But say Tottenham lose to Wickham, that could be game. Villa Tottenham could be game with 23 all of a sudden, right? So just be aware of that sort of thing at the moment. To me, other than Tottenham, it doesn't make sense to fucking throw in all these games at the moment. Play them in the spring when the weather's better.
Yep.
And life seems to be a bit better, would make more sense to me. But there might be a consciousness as well that they don't really want to clash with the Champions League and stuff in terms of the exposure for TV and stuff like that. UEFA don't like it. I think UEFA have accepted scenarios recently where there hasn't been a choice. But ideally, the Premier League want to avoid clashing with UEFA because it doesn't get looked on very well.
Yeah.
So just bear that in mind. So we think Stones, do we?
Yeah. Stones is the one. Yeah.
All right, that's what we'll do. Captaincy. Mane?
Yeah, two home fixtures, definitely. Not Sterling again. No chance. Not after what happened last week. Forget that.
We didn't captain Sterling last week.
Yeah,
we
forget that.
Or Bumba Blank.
Yeah, I'm only gonna.
You out of that, didn't I?
I'm only gonna let you off the Aubameyang one because Sterling was worse.
Success.
Can you imagine,
mate?
Oh, what? your pick is better than mine because mine missed the last minute penalty. What a pair of clowns.
Success, mate. That decision got us an extra 4 points.
If there's
I said earlier, you wouldn't buy Aubameyang this week if he was 5.3, mate.
No, honestly, if a Sterling and Aubameyang were up front for any team in the Premier League, I'd put money on them going down at the moment because these two not really delivering.
The problem with from the game perspective, like Aubameyang and Sterling at the moment being shit from that perspective, is Fernandes, De Bruyne, Salah. Just the ownership.
Everyone's
just
piling
fucking,
in.
You want these guys to be good so that you get the variance.
Yeah, yeah.
Because even that, take my free hit, which was successful, with 62 points. Before the Arsenal game last night, the only two players that I'd had blanked were Bruno and Son. And from the FPL perspective, they were the exact two that I wanted to blank. Yeah. Because I hadn't captained either and their ownership was so massive, it wasn't doing a lot for me if they returned anyway. Mm. And that's an ongoing problem week to week, that most of us, and it's going to be the same this week, most of us have got players whose effective ownership is so bad, they're part of a bench boost and we don't really want them to return. But you also don't want to go without them.
Yeah, I understand. I do indeed.
Should we do predictions? There's a lot of them.
Yep. Let's do it. Right. Let's have a look here. Let's start with Wolves West Brom.
I'm going to go for a 1-1 draw.
I'm going to go for 1-0 to Wolves. I think Wolves will win, but I don't think it's going to be high scoring. I actually don't think many of these games will be high scoring, like we've talked about. But yeah.
No, and do you know what? I found that again predicting these games. I haven't predicted any team to get more than two in any game.
Wow. Leeds Brighton.
1-1 again.
I'm going to go 3-0 Leeds.
With Rafinha hopefully assisting Bamford.
I'm going to go 3-0 Leeds, mate. I think Leeds will tear them a new one.
That would be nice.
Yeah, I think Leeds are going to tear them a new one. That would be nice.
The default prediction for Brighton is 1-1. If you're not sure, just go 1-1.
West Ham Burnley.
1-1.
Nil-nil for me.
Oh, okay.
0-0.
You still don't want to buy Craig Dawson, nah?
Nah. 0-0.
Okay.
Fulham Chelsea.
I'm going to go 2-1 Chelsea, but I think they'll make fucking hard work of it. Loftus-Cheek missing just influenced me to think Chelsea. Just.
I'm going to go 1-1 here. I'm going to back Fulham to get a point. I think Fulham will be able to keep plugging away. I'm going to go with 1-1. I think Fulham might be all right to get a point, especially because they're at home, local derby and all that. Leicester Southampton. Tough call, this one.
Yeah, very much so. Don't see there being many goals in it. I would go 1-0 Leicester.
And 2-1 to Leicester. 2-1 to Leicester, I think. I think they will win. But I think it will be tight. Yeah, 2-1 to Leicester. Sheffield United Spurs.
I have to say, those fixtures on Saturday are not the most appealing sets of fixtures. I'm really looking forward to all of them. I don't know if that's part influenced by the fact it's double game week. And it may be that it's first game of double game week. But I think there's something interesting in all of those fixtures, actually. Leeds Brighton especially look forward to.
Sheffield United Spurs, go on.
One nil, Spurs.
1-1 for me. Again, I'm predicting a draw. I think 1-1. I think Sheffield United might. Yeah, go on.
What about the halftime score?
1-0 Spurs. And then you're not going to score in the second half. Oh dear. Liverpool Man United. Probably the big game of the weekend and the double gaming. Liverpool Manchester United. This one's going to be tasty.
I'm going to go 1-1. As I said to Dan on COTC, I think United will go for it early on the counter-attack. It's an interesting thing to say, go for it early on the counter-attack. They need the situations to fall into place. But I think they will look to take opportunities early. And I think Liverpool will also be thinking, like, to get this job done and quite early as well. I think it might be a really good first half and quite a tame second half. That's my kind of anticipation on the game. I'm going to go 1-1.
I'm going to go with the Desmond, mate. A 2-2. I think it'll be fairly open. Both teams will attack. I think both teams will score. Because it's two strong attacks versus two decent defences, but Liverpool's defence is obviously weakened at the moment. So I think a 2-2.
Matip might be back, is the news.
Nice.
If Joel Matip is 70% fit, he will play, in my opinion.
Man City Palace?
Which is dangerous. 2-0.
Yeah, I was going to say the same. 2-0. I don't think it'll be like mental, but I think they'll win fairly comfortably. Arsenal Newcastle
2-0, but if Arsenal play 4-4-2, about 5-0.
I think 2-0 to Arsenal.
They won't play 4-4-2.
Go mental. West Ham West Brom
2-0 again.
I think that's 2-0 home win as well. 2 or 3-0 that one. I think we'll win comfortably. We struggle against Burnley, so stop. But beat West Brom. Yeah.
You see what you just did there?
What's that?
Did you see what you just did? You just predicted two clean sheets for West Ham in a double game week.
Correct. I'll back
and
us.
You're still
to
not
keep...
going to buy Craig Dawson.
No, because I already own Soufal, mate. So I don't need to double up.
Get another fucking one then if you don't think you're going to concede.
No. Not going to do it. I'm not going to leave. I'm not. If I was free hitting or something and I can bin him straight out, yeah, sure. But I don't need Craig Dawson in my squad right now. But I do back West Ham to put up a decent defensive display. Could we leak a goal or two anytime? But I do back us to put in two good defensive displays, yeah. Leicester-Chelsea.
1-1. But the instinct in me is that there will be a winner. But I can't tell you which way.
I think Leicester.
But I'll go 1-1.
I think 1-0 or 2-0 Leicester, actually. I don't see Chelsea scoring in that one. I think 1-0 or 2-0 to Leicester. City-Villa.
2-1 City.
I'm going to go with 1-1 for that one. 1-1. I think Villa won't have played a game for a while. They'll be relatively fresh. Really depends on the starting lineup for Villa, doesn't it? So much.
Well, exactly. Yeah. I mean, if the Villa team rocks up and there's no Grealish, no El Ghazi, no Watkins, no Tyrone Mings, whatever, we're talking about a very different game, aren't we? So it's very difficult to predict. But on the assumption that Villa will be full strength, they'll give City a proper game.
I think 1-1. Fulham-Man United.
1-1. Again,
oh,
I don't think that Fulham will lose both games.
Yeah, I think Loftus-Cheek
being out edges me to think. I think Loftus-Cheek missing edges me to think Chelsea to win on Friday because they can't have the same domination of the ball. Not that they overly dominate, but it's just not the same in the midfield area without him.
Saturday, just to be clear.
What did I say?
Friday. You're still Friday. Yeah, I don't blame you. The picture's jumping around
I'm
like
Sky, I'm still captaining Zuma tonight in Sky. Nice.
I think 3-1 Man United. They're winning away games like getting out of bed, rolling out, and just turning them over. 3-1 Man United. I think it's going to be a good win for Manchester United.
Yeah, they're due to fuck one up as well soon, aren't they?
Probably. Liverpool Burnley.
2-0.
Yeah, I have to agree with you on that. Burnley won't score. Liverpool will win comfortably, 2 or 3, but I think 2 is a better bet if I was going to gamble.
So, you have now just backed double clean sheet for West Ham.
Yeah.
And you've backed Burnley not to score in either game.
Yeah.
I'm going down to bookies and sticking under a quid on Burnley to win about 3-0 on Saturday, mate.
Go for it. How much you put down?
Wasn't the corner... Obviously not. More than you would anyway, type bastard. Wasn't the corner flag game Burnley when you lost 3-0 at home?
Yeah.
When the guy ran on the pitch with the corner flag, that was Burnley, wasn't it?
Yeah.
And they beat you in the restart period as well, didn't they?
They did. They probably 1-0. Wouldn't have had Tarkowski not...
If James Tarkowski been sent off, little shit, honestly.
Trust me, it was a bad foul. So, you know, I don't think we were bad in that game against Burnley. They nicked it 1-0, right, with Rodriguez's goal, which came off his shoulder, if I remember correctly.
You have to listen to COTC from yesterday, mate.
I'm going
to hear the argument between Dan and Jack. Well, it's not an argument, but the discussion about Jack saying we're fucking useless going forward. And Dan say, yeah, but we're fucking useless defensively. It's so good. You have to listen to it.
Well, look, I've got Chris Wood.
I just let them get on with it, basically.
I've got Chris Wood in my team at the moment. So I'm hoping I'm wrong. Last but not least, Villa Newcastle.
Another 2-0 Villa. But tempted to say that if they're at full strength, they could go off Villa. In that Newcastle are in big trouble.
Yeah, I think full strength Villa is going to be comfortable. 2-3-0. 3-0 easily for Villa. And Newcastle are going to lose both their games in this double game week. That's what I'm thinking anyway.
I think we both predicted Newcastle not to score at all. And that's fair to predict. That's fair to predict that, isn't it?
Yeah. I'm looking forward to this weekend. I feel like I had a little break away from footy this midweek. But I've got nothing on this weekend. Managed to complete a whole week at work is all good. everyone's back to like some kind of normality. Kids have had a whole week back at school. I feel like this weekend's a weekend to just put my feet up, open a can of beer, and watch a few games.
We don't play Wickham till the Monday in fourth round weekend. Yep, let's give Tottenham 8 days off and then let's meet and play every 3 days for 3 months. If we don't beat Sheffield United on Sunday, it's going to be a long fucking week for me, mate.
Tottenham next week. Stay tuned.
The only good news about Tottenham not playing for 8 days is that I don't have to fucking look at them.
They better go and win that game on Sunday.
No excuses.
And on that,
we haven't won at Bramall Lane since about the '70s. We haven't won there since about the '70s, I think.
Wow.
About fucking time.
Mm. On that note, patrons, it just leaves me to say thank you for all your support. As always, stay safe wherever you are. Good luck with your teams in this double game week. Plenty of content coming at you next week. But for now, ciao.
Thanks, patrons. Good luck this weekend. Cue music, please, Manchuk.
The Fantasy Football Show.